Stop letting drama deter you. Stop getting so hung up on how you feel about the problem that you stay stuck in that when you could have freed yourself to take action and create a solution. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you slow down a little bit. Take a minute or two or three out of your day to look for opportunities where you can make today make a difference. I'm going to call out a situation that happens again and again and again when I'm working with clients, because this is why so many people struggle to create change. This isn't just one person. This happens multiple times every single week. I was going to say at least five times a week. Somebody shares something via email or in a post. I messed up. What's wrong with me? I'm a failure. I failed again. I let myself down. Why do I keep doing this? I don't know why I can't get it together. And those feelings are supernatural. They're normal. I absolutely understand where they come from, and they're pure drama. They're pure drama, and they are a decision to turn to how you feel about the problem instead of what you can do about the solution. When somebody messaged me just the other day and they shared this sentiment, I feel like a failure again. I said, here's the thing. You have an opportunity to recognize that you're being problem focused and instead say, here's what happened. Here's what I was trying to do. It didn't go that way. Instead, it went like this. This is what I was trying. It doesn't feel like it's not working. It doesn't feel like it's working. I'm not sure what to do differently. Can you help? That is a very, very different scenario. Here's the thing. People who ultimately create success are willing to look at what didn't go well and make changes and or ask for help. And the people who do not create change just throw their hands up like, I suck. What's wrong with me? I can't do it. See, told you. You have the choice to be problem focused or to be solution focused. You have the opportunity to look at what doesn't go well and judge it and have a pity party, or to look at what doesn't go well and learn from it and adjust accordingly. You better believe that I'm reflecting on the last week for myself, which was unexpectedly chaotic. And I'm not throwing a pity party. I dropped the ball here and there, and this didn't go well and that didn't go well. Instead, I'm saying, what can I learn about myself? What can I improve based on this? What do I need to change the next time? What do I need to do differently today? You can't be a problem-focused person and a solution-focused person at the same time. You get to choose. Choose wisely. I'll see you tomorrow.